Mem Vav Amid Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Toni Tana Kameh Rav Sheshes. In the Mishnah, we learned that mountains and hills, which are worshipped as Avodah Zarah, are Mutar Bahanot. They do not become author with the Isser of Avodah Zarah. It is permitted, as Rashi explains in the Mishnah, to quarry stones from those mountains, or to build something on the mountains, or to plant the mountains. They do not become author with the Isser Hanah of Avodah Zarah, in spite of the fact that they are worshipped as Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah tells us that this is learned from the Pasuk, which says that we are to destroy Es Eloheim Al Haharim, their idols which are on the mountains. And the Mishnah says that we see from the Pasuk that we are only to destroy their idols which are on the mountains. Es Eloheim Al Haharim. Veloi Haharim Eloheim. However, the mountains themselves are not treated as idols. Even if the mountain itself is worshipped as Avodah Zarah, we still don't give it the din of Avodah Zarah in that it should be Aser B'Hanah and that it is to be destroyed. Rather, it is Mutar B'Hanah. So that's the halacha of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Toni Tana Kameh Rav Sheshes, a Tana, someone who says over Brises, said over this Brisa before Rav Sheshes, Ha'akum Ha'ivdim Es Saharim Ve'es Hakvois, the Gentiles who worship the mountains and the hills, Hain Mutarim. The mountains and the hills themselves are permitted. They're Mutar B'Hanah, as we learned in our Mishnah. Ba'ivdehen B'Sayas. However, those who worship them are punishable with the Misa of Saif, being put to death by the sword. Now, this is referring to Nochrim, and therefore, as Rashi says, the Misa of Nochrim is always the Saif, it's always with the sword, and therefore it says that those Nochrim who worship them are Mechuyev Misa B'Sayas. B'Pshuta, of course, the same halacha would apply also to a Yisrael who worship this as Avodah Zarah, that he too would be Mechuyev Misa. His Misa would be the Misa of Skila, which is the Misa of an Oved Avodah Zarah. Here we're speaking about Nochrim, and therefore it says Ovdei and B'Sayas. So this Brisa is expressing the idea then that in spite of the fact that the Har itself doesn't have the ordinary halacha of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't become Aser B'Hanah, nonetheless the person who worships it is considered to be worshipping Avodah Zarah and is Mechuyev Misa. As we saw in the previous staff, there were two Lashonis in Rashi, whether we are to interpret this halacha to mean that it's only halacha in the Iser Hanah of Avodah Zarah, that the Harim do not become Aser as Avodah Zarah, in spite of the fact that they are Avodah Zarah, and that's why the one who worships it is Mechuyev Misa, because the Har is also considered to be Avodah Zarah. It just doesn't have the Isser Hanah and the halacha to destroy it as Avodah Zarah does. Or, as Rashi says in the other Lashon, it's quoted by Tosfos, that actually it's not considered to be Avodah Zarah at all. The Har itself is not a Chetzah of Avodah Zarah, and this is expressed in the halacha that even a sacrifice which is brought for the Har does not become Aser, because the Har itself is not considered to be a Chetzah of Avodah Zarah, but nonetheless, the one who worships it is considered to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, because in the final analysis, he is worshipping something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore this is considered to be Avodah Zarah. Al-Kopanim, it's definite that although we say the Har itself is not Aser, it's not treated as Avodah Zarah, but a day and besides, the one who worships it is Mechuyev Misa. The Braisa then says, Ve'es Hazroyev, Ve'es Hayurakis, however, if they worship seeds which have grown or vegetables, Hein Asurin, these grown seeds or vegetables do become Aser, Ve'ovdei and B'Sayas. And of course, those who worship them are punishable with the Misa of Sayas. So the Braisa makes a distinction between Horim Ukvois, the mountains and hills, those don't become Aser as Avodah Zarah. However, plants do become Aser as Avodah Zarah. Omar Leh, so Rav Sheshes said to this Tana who said of the Braisa, the Omar Loch Mani, the one who will say to you, who is this Braisa, which Shita is this Braisa following, you should tell him, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Omar Elon Shenatoi Velubasoif Avadai Oster, that he says that a tree which was planted, even not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and then eventually he worshipped it as Avodah Zarah, that it does become Oster, that there's a difference between something which was not touched by man, which is not affected by man at all, such as Horem Ugvois, mountains or hills, and between an ilan, a tree, which was planted by a man. Since it was planted by man, even though now it's mechuber, even though now it grows and is connected to the ground, nonetheless, it does not become usher with the iser of Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks, V'lukma be'ilan shenatoy mitzchila b'kach, let him establish this braisa as speaking about a tree which was planted originally for the sake of Avodah Zarah v'rabbanan, and that it can even follow the halacha of the Chachamim, the Shita of the Rabbanan of the Tanakama in the previous Mishnah. We learned that this is machloikas between the Tanakama, who the Gemara refers to as the Rabbanan, and that is the halacha, that a tree, if it was not planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, does not become author as Avodah Zarah, and it does have the same halacha as Horem Ugvois, that it only becomes author as Avodah Zarah if it was planted for Avodah Zarah. That's the Isser of Asherah. So why did Rav Sheshes tell him that this brisa is following the opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, who holds that a tree, even if it was not planted for Avodah Zarah, since nonetheless it was planted by man, it's Yesh Beit Tfisis Yedei Adam, it was affected by man, that it becomes also with the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Let him say that it's speaking about a tree which was planted originally for Avodah Zarah, where even the Rabbanan agree that it becomes Osir as Avodah Zarah, that that is the Isser of Asherah. The Gemara answers, "Lo yitalka b'aitach," that you can't think this way. That can't be the pshat in the brisa. Diktani, the halacha is correct. It's true that this is a machloekas. This is in Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan agree in a case of an ilan shenatoy mitchilu lekach. However, that can't be the pshat in the brisa. Diktani, because we learned in the brisa dum yedahar. We're learning these zroim and yirakis are similar to a mountain. We're saying that a mountain does not become osir as of a dezara, but yirakis, even though they're similar to a mountain, do become osir. Mahar shaloi netoy mitchilu lekach, just as the mountain was not planted, was not fixed there originally for the sake of a dezara, something that's there, of course, naturally. Af haidami shaloi netoy mitchilu lekach, then this also, these roim and yirakis are also not something that were made, that were put there for a dezara. So the assumption is that they are at least to that extent similar, that they were both not made for Avodah Zarah, and that nonetheless the Brice is telling us that there is a difference between the two. That in Horem, that were not put there for Avodah Zarah, they do not become Osir as Avodah Zarah. However, plants, which although they were not put there for Avodah Zarah, they will become Osir as Avodah Zarah. In other words, in spite of the fact that both the mountains and the plants are Mechuber, and they weren't put there for the sake of Avodah Zarah, that there is a difference between the two. This is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that an Elan, if it wasn't planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, does not have the same halacha as a Har, and it does become Osir with the Isser of Avodah Zarah. As we learned in the previous Gemara, however, it doesn't have the ordinary halacha of regular Talush, of something which is not connected to the ground at all, something which is not connected to the ground that is worshipped as Avodah Zarah, of course, the entire item becomes also with the Isser of Avodah Zarah. We learned in the previous Gemara from the Pasuk Bashareim Tigadeim that you shall chop down their Asheris, from which Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda learns the halacha, that a tree, even if it wasn't planted for Avodah Zarah, does become Osir as Avodah Zarah, that it's only that which grows after the time of the Avodah Zarah. Once it was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, that which grows on the tree becomes also with the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, but that was which was already there before it was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds, does not become Osir Bahanah. The Gemara now goes on to discuss a very basic question concerning this halacha which we have learned, that a mountain, that Horem, do not become Osir as Avodah Zarah. A mountain, in fact, has two characteristics. The fact is that the mountain is in its natural state. It's not something which is made by man. It's in its natural state. And its other characteristic is that it is mechuber. It's part and connected to the ground. And the question is, if we have something which is in its natural state, but it is not mechuber, it's not really connected to the ground, does that become also with the iser of Avodah Zarah? What is the characteristic which excludes a mountain from becoming Osir as Avodah Zarah? Is it the fact that it is something in its natural state, that it's a natural thing, or is it also because it's mechuber, it's not only natural but it's also connected to the ground, that it does not become Osir with the Yisr of Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara Itmar, we learned a machloikis. Avnei har shenidaldulu, stones of a mountain which became loosened by themselves. They fell down from the mountain by themselves. No one quarried them from the mountain. That would certainly be considered to be something which a person has done. If he separated stones from a mountain, of course the Avodah Zarah are many times made of stone. If they are taken from a mountain, those are considered to be tfisas yideyodim. Everyone would agree that that's considered not to be any longer a natural manifestation. But if it's avnei harsha nidaldulu, but if it is stones of a mountain which came loose by themselves, but they are not connected to the ground, there's a machloekes between Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Bnei Rabbi Chiya are Chezkiah and Yehuda on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand. A machloekes between Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omer Asuris, one says that these are Osir because they are not connected to the ground. Chad Omer Mutorit, and one says that these two are Mutar, even though they're not connected to the ground, but since they were not affected and touched by man, they are Mutar. Says the Gemara, my time of the Manda Omar Mutaris, what is the reason of the Manda Omar who says that they are Mutar? Kahar, because they can be compared to the mountain itself. Mahar she'em by tfisi sidei adam umutar, just as a mountain is something which there is not been affected, there is not the grabbing literally of the hands of man, it's not been affected by man, it's something in its natural state, umutar, and it is permitted, it does not become also with the yisra of Avodah Zarah, even though it's worshipped as Avodah Zarah. Athani, then these as well, these stones also, even though they came loose, she'em behen tfisi sidei adam, that they don't have any tfisi sidei adam, they're also in a completely natural state, they fell down themselves from the mountain, umutar, they too should be permitted. The Gemara asks, Mala Har Shekein Mechuber. Certainly, however, we can ask a Pircha. When we find that a Har is Mutter, that it does not become Osir with the Avodah Zarah, we can say that the reason is that the Har is Mechuber. The reason is because the Har is connected to the ground. That's the reason why the Torah says that it does not become Osir as Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Behema Techiach, that we can bring a proof from the fact that a Behema, that a Balchai, a living thing, does not become Osir as Avodah Zarah. The source for this, as Rashi brings, is the Gemara in Baba Kama, where we have a pasuk, a drasha, min habakar, which comes to teach us that neva, that an animal which was worshipped as a avodah zarah, is possible for a korban, that it can't be brought as a korban. So there's a pasuk in the parsha of korbanos which says min habakar, that you are to bring from the cattle, min habakar, v'loi kol habakar, this comes to exclude something which was worshipped as a avodah zarah. And the Gemara says that we see from this pasuk, since there is a pasuk to teach us that neva is also to be brought as a korban, at the same time we learn from this also then that we see that an animal which was worshipped as of a Zara is not Osir Lehedyet, that it's not Osir Bahanoah for an ordinary person. It's only Osir to be brought as a korban, but it's not Osir Bahanoah. Because if we would say that an animal that is worshipped as of a Zara is Osir Bahanoah, then the Pasuk wouldn't have to tell me that it's Osir Legavoya, that it's Osir for the one on high, that it's Osir to be brought as a korban. Because anything which is Osir for a Yisrael cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, can't be brought as a carbon. So if the Pasuk is telling me that it can't be brought as a carbon, that Nevet is possible as a carbon, from this I can infer, I can definitely learn, that it is Mutter Bahanoah for a Hedyet. So that's the source of saying that a Balchai does not become Osir, even if it's worshipped as of a Zara, it does not become Osir Bahanoah. So just as we learned in our Mishnah Halacha that Horeh Mukvois does not become Osir Bahanoah, that an Elan, a tree, does not become Osir Bahanoah, even though it's worshipped as Avodah Zarah, also a Balchai, an animal, does not become Osir, even if it is worshipped as Avodah Zarah. It only has the Halacha of Nevet, and it's Osir L'Gavoyah, that it's Osir to be brought as a korban. So therefore, the Gemara says, in explaining this Shita that learns that Avnei Har Shenidal de Luar Mutter, even though we can't learn it from Har alone, because a Har is Mechuber, it's connected to the ground, we'll say Behema Techiach, that will bring a proof from Behema, that we find that a Behema which is worshipped as Avodah Zarah does not become Osir, even though it's Talush, it's not something that's connected to the ground. We'll say the same thing concerning the Avnei Har Shenidal de Luar. Mala Behema Shekein Baal Eschayim. However, we can ask concerning a Behema, what do we find about Behema? We find concerning a Behema that it's a Baal Eschayim, that it's something which is alive. We can say that that's why the Torah said that it doesn't become Osir as of a Zarah, because it's a living thing. But Avnei Har Shenidal de Luar are not living, and maybe they do become Osir as of a Zarah. Har Yechich, then we can bring the proof again from Har. Har is not a Baal Eschayim, and it too does not become Osir as of a Zarah. V'chazer Hadin, and the Din, this Limud, goes back. The appearance of one is not the same as the appearance of the other one, and the appearance of the other one is not the same as the appearance of this one. In other words, their reasons are not the same. One, we find, in fact, is Mechuber, and the other one is a Balchai. But there is, these two reasons are not common to both of them. Hatzad HaShovesh Behen, the Tzad, the reason which is common to both of them, the common denominator of them both, is She'em Behen Fisis Yidei Adam, that they do not have in them any grabbing of the hands of man. In other words, they're both natural things. They're not something which has been made or affected by man. Umutter. And they are permitted, that even when they're worshipped as of it is, we learn that they don't become usher. Af kol she'en behen fisi sidei adam umutter. So we can learn that also anything else which is ein behen fisi sidei adam will be mutter and will not become usher as of it is. So we learn from this tzad hashava then of Har and Behema that the reason for Har is not because it's Mechuber. The reason for Balchai is not because the reason for a Behema is not because it's a Balchai, but rather it's the common reason. The common reason is that it's Ein Behen Fisis Yidei Adam, so that anything in its natural state will not become, which has been unaffected by man, will not become Osir as of a desert. So we'll say also that these Avnei Har Shenidal de Luar, even though they came loose from the mountain and they're not Mechuber, that since they're in their natural state, it wasn't done by a man, they will not become Osir as of a desert. As we'll see later on in the Gemara, even something which was never connected to the ground would have the same halacha. For example, an egg. If a bird laid an egg, and that egg was worshipped as of a Zara, that too is something which is in its natural state. It was not affected by man, and it would not become Osir as of a Zara, even though it's neither Mechuber nor a Baal Chai. Since it's Ein Behen Tzvisis Yidei Adam, it would not become Osir. The Gemara asks, however, Mala Tzad HaShoveh Shebehen Shekein Lo Nishtanu Mibri Osir, that we can ask that the Tzad HaShoveh between a mountain and a Behema is that they did not change from the way they were created. Not only are they natural, they were not affected by man, but they're still in their first state, in the way that they were created. The mountain is as it was created, and the Baha'i is as it was created. No change took place even by itself. Mashenkin in the case of Avnei Harsha Nidaldalu, where a change did take place. It's true that it's Amen Fisis Deyodim, it wasn't done by a man, but these stones did come loose from the mountain, and they're not in the same, they're not the same as they were when they were created as part of the mountain. So perhaps the Tzad HaShava is that it's Lo Nishtanu Mibriyosan, that just Ein Mehen Tvisis Yodim is not enough. It also has to be Lo Nishtanu Mibriyosan, that they have not changed even by themselves from the way that they were created, says the Gemara. Ella, rather, Asya Mibahema Balasmum Umehar. We'll make the Tzad HaShava not from an ordinary behema and har, but rather from a behema which is a balasmum, a behema which has a blemish, that something happened to it, it lost a limb later on in its life, and we'll put that together with har, and from that we'll make the Tzad HaShava. So if we include behema balmum in the Tzad HaShava, then we can no longer say that the Tzad HaShava shebehen is shalei nishtanu mibriyosan, because a behema balasmum, a behema which lost a limb or had a blemish later on, is also considered to be something that changed. It's also nishtanu mibriyosan, and still the Gemara says the assumption is that it has the same din as any other behema, just as any behema does not become osur as of a dezara, a behema balasmum is not going to be different. A behema balasmum also doesn't become osur if it was worshipped as of a dezara, and therefore if we combine behema balasmum with har, we have a Tzad HaShava from which we can learn avnei har shenidaldalu. The Tzad HaShava teaches us that anything which is eim behen tfisis today odom is mutter, does not become osur as of a dezara, and here we can't say ma'ala Tzad HaShava shel nishtanu mibriyosan, because one of these two, the behema balasmum, is nishtanu mibriyosan. So therefore, that will be mechiach that is not the reason why it does not become osur b'avay dezar. That's not part of the Tzad HaShava Shebehen. That's the Tzad HaShava Shebehen is only that there is ein behen tfisas yidei odom. And therefore, this will apply also to avnei harshin daldalu. The inami, or if you wish, mi behema tama, we can learn the behema which we'll be learning from is a complete animal, an animal which has not been changed from its birth. Umi ilin yovish. However, the mechuber, which we use as the other factor of this Tzad HaShava, will not be a har, which is something that has not changed from the time it was created, but rather from an ilan yovish, from a dry tree. An ilan, a tree, is also mechuber, and it also, as we learned in the Mishnah, does not become also with the iser of avodah zarah. However, we won't join an ordinary tree with behemoth to make the Tzad HaShava, because then we could ask the same pirchah that a tree has not been changed, it's not nishtan and b'yosan, but rather an ilan yovish, a tree which is dried up. So this is something which happened to it naturally, but it is still nishtan and b'riyosan. It's changed from the time that it was created. It's no longer growing as a tree. It's now been dried up. And still the assumption of the Gemara is that just as a different tree does not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah, that an even yovesh, a dried up tree, also does not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah. And therefore, if we'll use that together with behema for our Tzad HaShava, we can't actually nishtanu b'riyosan, because that's not in the Tzad HaShava. The ilan yovish is nishtanu b'riyosan, and still it's mutter, and therefore the Tzad HaShava will be she'em behen tfisas yidei odom, and we will be able to learn avnei harsha nidaldalu, because they too are em behen tfisas yidei odom, because they came loose by themselves from the mountain. They are also em behen tfisas yidei odom. They're still in their natural state, although they have changed from when they were created, but they're still, whatever happened to them was natural, and therefore we say that they too will not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah. Now when the Gemara here mentions me'ilan yovish, the Gemara is taking on as a dover pasha that an ilan, a tree, does not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah. Now, even though we learned in our Mishnah that there is a machloek, as the Gemara explained, between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi Aglili concerning an ilan, that according to the Tanakama, it's true that an ilan, if it was planted not for the sake of avodah zarah, does not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah. But according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, we learned that a tree, even if it wasn't planted for the sake of avodah zarah, does become osur with the iser of avodah zarah if it's later worshipped. So Rashi explains that our Gemara is definitely referring to a tree which does not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah, and according to the Tanakhama, of course, that'll be speaking about an ordinary tree which was not planted for the sake of avodah zarah. According to the Tanakhama, that does not become osur with the iser of avodah zarah, and that's the tree which our Gemara is referring to. According to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says that a tree which was planted, even if it wasn't planted for avodah zarah, if it's later worshipped, it does become osur, then the Gemara will be speaking about an ilan which was olam me'ela, which grew by itself. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Aglili also holds that way, that a tree, even if it wasn't planted for the sake of avodah zarah, but if it was planted by man, he considers that also to be yesh bo tfisis yidei odom. It's also something that was affected by man, because it was planted by a man. So therefore, he calls that yesh bo tfisis yidei odom. He doesn't consider it to be a natural thing, and therefore he says that in that way it's different from a har, and it does become osur as avodah zarah if it's worshipped as avodah zarah. However, he will agree that a tree which grew by itself, which wasn't planted, the seed wasn't even planted by a man, that that certainly is a completely natural thing, it's ein behen tfisas in the autumn, and that that does not become usher with the iser of a dezar. So our Gemara will be speaking about such an ilan. So according to the Tanakhama, we can be speaking about any ilan, because the Tanakhama doesn't consider any ilan to be yesh behen tfisas in the autumn. He doesn't consider it to be something which is affected by man. Even though a man plants the seed, as Rashi says, since it's only the seed that he planted, here as Rashi repeats this sheet, his sheet in the Gemara, since it's only the seed which was planted, the tree is not considered to be yesh ben tfisas of the yodim, it's considered to be something natural, even though the seed was put in the ground by a man. It's considered by the Tanakhama to be ein ben tfisas of the yodim, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Or according to Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, we'll be speaking about a tree where even the seed wasn't planted by a man, but rather it was Allah me'elev, it was a tree which grew by itself, the seed fell from something else, and it grew by itself, a natural tree. And then we say that it does not become usher, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. So the ilan which is ein ben tfisas de adam does not become usher as of a dezar. According to the Tanakhama, even a tree which was planted in the form of a seed is still considered to be ein ben tfisas de adam, since there was no tfisas de adam when it was a tree, only when it was a seed. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, it's only called ein ben tfisas de adam if it grew by itself, if even the seed was not planted by man. Al-Kufan, the Gemara brings in this factor of an Elon because it wants to bring one of the cases that we will learn from, one of the halachas that we will learn the Tzadashava from as an Elon Yavesh, a tree which is dried up and is therefore Nishtana B'Briyosei, so that the Tzadashava will only be Ein Behen Tfisas of the Adam, and we can learn Abnei Harshan Yidaldulu Uman De'Osar, and the Manda Omer who holds that Abnei Harshan Yidaldulu are Osar, even though it's Ein Behen Tfisas of the Adam, Lohochi Ksiv, that's why it says in the Torah about Avodah Zarah, Shake Tishakzenu V'Sayiv T'Sa'avenu, it says that you should treat it as something disgusting and you should abominate it. This teaches us that even though it can be learned from a din, from a tzad hashava, to be matarin, it should not come, it should not be learned. In other words, as Rashi explains, the pasuk is telling us that we are not matir of avodah zarah in the ordinary way that we would be matir something else, that if there's something that can be learned min hasvara, that it should be mutter in avodah zarah, nonetheless you should still treat it as avodah zarah and only be matir those things which we can explicitly learn from the Torah that they are mutter. So this, even though it could be learned min hasvara from a tzad hashava, we still don't learn it. And we say that it too is also. So in other words, according to this man, the Yomer holds that Abnei Harshin Zaldalu are osir, we don't make a tzad hashava. And we don't say that anything that the characteristic which the Torah was matter here is the fact that it's Ein Behen Tfisas Hidei Odom, and anything which is Ein Behen Tfisas Hidei Odom will be mutter. Rather, we say only that which the Torah was matter explicitly, namely something which is Ein Behen Tfisas Hidei Odom and is mechuber, something which is connected to the ground, such as a har, that does not become usher with the yisur of avodah zarah. It's only mechuber which does not become usher. And even though we find that a behema does not become usher with the yisur of avodah zarah, that's a bal chai. So each one is treated as something separate. There's a halacha that a mechuber does not become usher as avodah zarah, and a halacha that a bal chai does not become usher with the yisur of avodah zarah. But we don't make a tzad hashava and say that anything which is ein behen tfisas hidei adam will not become usher with the yisur of avodah zarah. According to the Man D'Yomer, who's matir, once we have these two halachas, we put them together and we say that the Torah was matir anything which was ein behem tfisas yidei adam. Concerning that which the Gemara asked a pircha, according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that the Abnei Harshin Daldlu are mutter, and we learn it from a tzad hashaveh of har and behemah. So the Gemara asked a pircha, ma'ala har and behemah shalin ishtanu mibriyosin, that they didn't change from the way they were created. We can't apply the same thing to Abnei Harshin Daldlu, that even though it's Ein Behen Tfisas Hidei Adam, nothing was done to them by man, but nonetheless they were changed. They changed by themselves, but they were changed from the way that they were created. So we see from the Gemara that this is considered to be a pircha. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Chidushim asked the Kasha on this Gemara, if this is considered to be a pircha, in other words, if there's a spara to say that there's a difference between something which is loy nishtana b'briyosei and something which is nishtana b'briyosei, then why is the Gemara so sure that in the case of, for example, a bal chai, which is a bal mum, which the Gemara calls also nishtana b'briyosei, that in fact it does not become osur as avodah zarah? And also, why is the Gemara so sure that an Elon Yavesh, even though an Elon does not become Osir as of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that definitely an Elon Yavesh also will not become Osir as of Avodah Zarah, even though it's Nishtana B'Briyosei? Why is the Gemara so sure that an Elon Yavesh will not become Osir with the Isser of Avodah Zarah? Why don't we say that if it's a Svara, that something that's Nishtana B'Briyosei can become Osir, that Ein Achinami, that a Bal Chai Bal Mum, which is Nishtana B'Briyosei, or an Elon Yavesh, which is Nishtana B'Briyosei, that we should say that it does become Osir with the Isser of Avodah Zarah? And Rabbi Meir explains his kasha. Bishloima, if we would have said that there's a pasuk that tells me that a behema does not become also with the yisur of avodah zara, so then I would learn that if the Torah says that a behema doesn't become also, it doesn't differentiate between an ordinary behema or a behema balas mum, I can assume that the Torah is speaking about any behema, even a behema which is a balas mum, it is nishtan and bibriyosa. Or if the Torah would say explicitly that an elon does not become also with the yisur of avodah zara, I would say that this includes any elon, even an elon sheyovish. However, says Rabbi Kivager, this is not so. The Torah in behema doesn't say explicitly that a behema is mutter. We deduce this from the fact that the Torah says that a behema which was worshipped as avodah zara is also the gavoya. From this we learn that a behema which is worshipped as avodah zara is not also bahanoa lehedget. But there's no pasuk which says a behema does not become also as avodah zara. And also elon, we say that because it has the same halacha as a har and a giva, as a mountain and a hill, and if this kind of elon is not included in the Isra of Asherah, and therefore we say it has the same halacha as a har, and it does not become osir as a avodah zarah. But there's no explicit pasuk which tells us that an elon does not become osir as a avodah zarah, and therefore how do we know that in Achanam we are to apply this halacha also to an elon which was yovesh, which is nishtan and b'briyase? Maybe that is not to be compared to a har. A har is not nishtan and b'briyase, but an elon shiyovesh is a behema. An ordinary behemoth is not nishtana b'briyasei. So, of course, we see from the pasuk that it says that a behemoth which was worshipped as of a dessert can't be brought as a carbon, that it's mutter b'hanoah lehedyet. But how do we know that we are to say that also applies to a behemoth which has a mum? If that's nishtana b'briyasei, let's say that same story, that it doesn't that will become osur as of a dessert. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that there is such an idea in the Gemara of a pircha kol dehu. There's something known as a pircha kol dehu. There's a kasha, but it's a small kasha. And the halacha is that when we learn from something from a tzad hashaveh, parchinim pircha kol dehu, we can refute the tzad hashaveh even with a pircha kol dehu, even with a very small svara. Mashenkin, when we learn one thing from one thing, when we're not learning from a tzad hashaveh, when we learn with an ordinary mamet sinu, one halacha from a different halacha without a combination of two, there we're not parchinim kol dehu. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when the Gemara was suggesting that we learn from Har alone, we see the Gemara asked the Pircha that Har is Mechuber. But we won't ask the Pircha because Har is not Nishtana B'Briyosai as Avodim Shein Dal Gelu Ar, because that's only a Pircha Kolduhu. The Pircha of Mechuber, that's a very strong Pircha, but the Pircha of Nishtanu B'Briyosan is a Pircha Kolduhu. If we would be learning from one thing, we wouldn't ask that as a Pircha. Or if we could learn from Behema alone, we wouldn't ask that as a Pircha. The Gemara only brings in this Pircha Kolduhu in refuting the Tzad Hashav. If we have to learn from a combination of both things, then we can ask this Pircha Koldu of Shekein Nishtan Shaloi Nishtanu Mibriyasa. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when we're speaking about an Elon, if we know that an Elon does not become also with the Yisr of Avodah Zarah, we can certainly learn that an Elon Shiyovich, even though it's Nishtan and Mibriyasa, will also not become also with the Yisr of Avodah Zarah, because that's only a Pircha Koldu. We can learn that directly from Elon. We don't need any other source for it, and therefore that will not be considered a Pircha. That won't refute the way of learning that. In the same way, we will say that even an animal which is a balas mum, even though it's nishtan and b'briyosan, has the same din as any other animal, because once we know that any other animal has the din not to become osur as avodah zarah, we can learn from this that a behema balas mum, even though it's nishtan and b'briyosan, also has the same din. That's not a pircha, that's only a pircha kol dehu. If we can learn it straight from an ordinary behema, even though it's not exactly the same, we can still learn it. Once we can establish each of these two halachas separately, that a behema balas mum has the same halacha as an ordinary behema, because nishtan and b'briyosan is not enough of a svara, it's only a pircha kol dehu, to tell us that it should have a different halacha, since it is to be compared to a regular behema. And in the same way, we can learn that an elon shiyovish has the same din of any other elon. Once we've established these two halachas, now we can make the tzad hashaveh from these two things. We can bring in these things as a factor in the tzad hashaveh, and then we can even learn out from the tzad hashaveh of Avnei Harshini Daldalu, even though if we were to learn from a tzad hashaveh of an ordinary behema and a har, we would be able to ask the pircha of Lo Nishtan B'Briyosan, since when we learn from a tzad hashaveh, we are parchinen a pircha kol dehu. That's the answer that Rabbi Kivager gives to this kasha. Now the Gemara wants to prove who holds what in this machloikas between Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara reported that it's machloikas between Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan, this machloikas concerning Avnei Harshini Daldalu, but it didn't say who holds which shita. Says the Gemara, Tistayim de Rabbi Chiya de Shoru. Bring a raya that it's the sons of Rabbi Chiya, Chezkiya and Yehuda, who are matter Avnei Harshini Daldalu, who say that they don't become osur as of a dezara, and therefore by process of elimination it would be Rabbi Yochanan who holds that this is osur. Because Chezkiah, who is one of the two sons of Rabbi Chiya, asked the Shaila, Zokas Beitza Lehishtach of Isla Mahu. If someone stood up an egg, he stood it up on its end, to bow down to it, Mahu, what is the din? Does it become Osir or not? Says the Gemara, Kasalkadaitis, that we thought, that the pshat in that which he's saying that he stood up an egg to bow down to it means that he stood it up to bow down to it, and he actually did so. So he already worshipped it as a Vedazara. If so, what's his question? V'kami boile, and his question is, Hai zekifasa, this standing it up on its end, whether that is considered to be a maisa, whether that's considered to be that he actually did something to this egg, or that's not considered to be a maisa at all. Merely standing it on its egg is not considered to be affecting it in a significant way. It's not considered to be a maisa at all, and therefore it won't become aser. But from this we would see that if you didn't stand it up on its end, that it wouldn't become aser as of a dezara. So from this we can learn that it's the sons of Rabbi Chia who are mater avni harshini daldulu, that they learn that anything which is aimed by species to deyotam, even if it's not mechuber, that we learn from a tzad hashoveh that this too does not become osur as of avodah zarah, and that's why an egg which is something aimed by species to deyotam would not become osur as of avodah zarah. And the shaila of Chizki was, if you stand it up on its end, is that considered to be a maisa? Is it from then on considered to be yesh by species to deyotam or not? But this can only be a question if the assumption is that when it's aimed by species to deyotam that it doesn't become osur, even though it is not mechuber. Says the Gemara that this is no proof. We can say that it's the sons of Rabbi Chiya who say that avnei harshin daldulu, that something which is aimed by tvisis the olam, if it's not mechuber, does become aser as avodah zarah. That can be their shita. If he would have bowed down to it already, even though he didn't stand it up on its end, it would be aser, because they hold that even something which is aimed at the olam would become aser as of a dezara. So even if he wouldn't stand it up on its end, it would become aser if he actually worshipped it. Here, what are we speaking about? The question of Chizki is speaking about a case where he stood it up to bow down to it, but he didn't actually bow down to it yet, as we see in the wording of his question, where he said that Zokof Beitza Lihi Shtachvislo, he stood up a Beitza to bow down to it, but doesn't say anything about him actually worshipping it. He didn't worship it yet, and the question is, does it become Usr or not? The Gemara asks the man, according to which man the Omer is he asking them this question? If it's according to the Manda Omar, who holds that an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael becomes Usr immediately once he designates it and decides that this will be Avodah Zarah, it becomes Usr immediately even before it's worshipped, so then Asura. Then this should definitely be Usr immediately, says Rashi, even without standing it up on its end. We don't need a Maaser for that. Merely by the fact that he decides that it be worshipped as Avodah Zarah, that he designates it for Avodah Zarah, is enough for it to become Usr Bana. According to this Manda Omar, as Rashi says, this is a Machloikas Tanoim between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva in the next parak. So his question can't be according to that Manda Omar. Ila Manda Omar Achati of it, if it's according to Manda Omar, who says that Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael only becomes Usr once it's worshipped, but before it's worshipped it doesn't become Usr, even though it's designated for Avodah Zarah, Holei Polcha, then he didn't yet worship it. If we're saying that his question is speaking about a case where he merely stood it on its end to worship it, but he didn't do it yet, well then definitely according to that Manda Omar, it would not become Usr. So what is his question then? If it's according to Manda Omar that it becomes Usr immediately, it would definitely be Usr, and even without standing it on its end, and according to the other Manda Omar, it would definitely be Mutter. Says the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, no, this is necessary for a case, Kigoin, for example, Shezokaf Beitza Lehishtachavislo, Velo Hishtachavilo. He stood up the egg on its end to bow down to it, but he didn't yet bow down to it. Ubo Oivit Kechavim Vihishtachavilo. And then along came a goy, and he bowed down to it. Kihoda Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, and this is similar to the halacha that we learned that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Yisrael Shezokaf Leveino Lehishtachavislo, a Yisrael who stood up a brick on its end to bow down to it, Ubo Oivit Kechavim Vihishtachavilo, and an Oivit Kechavim, a goy came and bowed down to it, a surah that we say that it becomes Osir. So there is a halacha that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that even though ordinarily if a goy comes and worships something that belongs to a Jew as of a desire, it does not become Osir. Ain't on a Moisir Dover Shainish Lay, you can't ask for something that does not belong to him. Nonetheless, we say that if the Jew designated something as of a desire, he himself was going to worship it as of a desire, and then along came the goy and he worshipped it first as of a desire, that it will become Osir, because we see that it's Nichale, as Rashi explains, we see that it's pleasing to this Jew that it be worshipped as of a desire, and therefore when the goy worships it as of a desire, it will become Osir, and as Rashi mentions, the Gemara says that it's Shlichusa Ka'avdi, it's as if he's worshipping it on behalf of the Yisrael, to the extent that the Gemara says that it's considered a Vedizor Shal Yisrael, it's considered a Vedizor Shal Yisrael, that it's doesn't even have the halacha of bittul, because when the goy worships it, he's considered to be doing it on behalf of the Yisrael. Since Yisrael designated it for Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't yet worship it, but when the goy comes and worships it, he's considered to be doing it on behalf of the Yisrael, since it's nichale, and therefore it becomes osur. So that is a halacha, and the question here is, b'kami boile, and the question of Cheskia was, leveinahu d'minakra z'kifasa, that this halacha applies to a brick, because there, the standing it up on its end, is something which is very recognizable and significant. There's a difference between a leveina which is lying down, and a leveina which is standing up on its end. Avo beitzeloi, but perhaps standing an egg on its end, is not something which is significant at all, it's not something which is recognizable, and therefore, it's not considered to be a maisa. Or perhaps it's no different, maybe standing up an egg on its end is the same as standing up a brick on its end. So in other words, the assumption is that Rav Yehuda, the halacha that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that if he stood up the levena to bow down to it, that it will become usur, he is saying in this halacha that it's only if he actually stood it up. Merely by designating it without any maisa at all, that wouldn't be enough of a reason for us to say that if the goy comes along and worships it, that it would become usur. It's only if he actually did a maisa. So that's the assumption. We see that from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, which says, zok up levena lishtach v'sol, that he actually did a maisa to this brick, to treat it as Avodah Zarah. He didn't yet worship it, but he did something to it to treat it as Avodah Zarah. So we see that we have to have a maisa for this halacha. So the question of Cheskia is, do we say that standing the egg on its end is also considered to be a maisa or not? So this says the Gemara Teku, that this remains a question. Al-Kohanim, since we can learn this pshat in Cheskia's question, that it's speaking about a case where he stood it up to worship it, to bow down to it, but he didn't bow down to it yet, but we can say that if he would have bowed down to it, it definitely would become usur. We can't prove that the shita of Bnei Rebbe Chiya is that Avnei Harshani Daldalu is mutter, and therefore we don't know in the Machlokes between Bnei Rebbe Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan which of them said the shita that Avnei Harshani Daldalu is mutter, and which of them said the shita that Avnei Harshani Daldalu is usur. If the Machlokes Rishonim had a paskin concerning this question of Avnei Harshani Daldalu, some of the Rishonim say that since this is a suffix in an Isra min HaTorah, that we should paskin the Chumra and say that Avnei Harshani Daldalu are also, since it's a Machlokes in Gemara, we don't know who said what, and it remains a suffix. However, the Rambam, and this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kuf Mem Hei, paskins that Avnei Harshani Daldalu are mutter. And the Shach there on the Shulchan Aruch says that the reason the Rambam paskins this way is because, although our Gemara did not prove whether it's Chizkiah, whether it's the Bnei Rav Chiya, Chizkiah, and Yehuda who hold that Avnei Harshani Daldalu are mutter or usur, but in Yerushalmi it says that Chizkiah is the one who holds that Avnei Harshani Daldalu is mutter. And we have a rule that the halacha is like Chizkiah. The Machlokes in Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Chizkiah. And since Yerushalmi says that Chizkiah is the one who holds that Avnei Harshani Daldalu are mutter, that is the halacha. That, the Shach says, is the source of the Rambam for paskening like this shita that Avnei Harshani Daldalu is mutter. So according to the halacha of the Rambam and the Mechaber, then the rule is that anything which is aimed by Tvisi Sidei Adam is mutter, does not become usur as of a desert. Something which has not been affected by man, which is still in its natural state, even though it's not a mechuber, nor is it a bal chai, will not become usur as of a desert. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss another question concerning mechuber. In the previous Gemara we learned concerning a bal chai that it does not become usur b'hanoah lehed. Just that if it's worshipped as of a desert, it does not become usur b'hanoah. However, it is possible to be used as a korban. There's a psul known as nev, as something that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, and it is not to be brought as a korban. We learned this from a pasuk that it says in the parsha of Karbonis, min habakar, that this comes to be mamayit, min habakar v'lo kol habakar, that nev, something worshipped as Avodah Zarah, is possible to be used as a korban. And to the contrary, that serves as the source that it is mutter b'hanoah for a hedjit. The question is, what about mechuber? We learn also that mechuber, that a har, does not become osur b'hanoah as of a desara, even if it is worshipped as of a desara. Can it be used ligavoya? Do we apply this iser of nevar, of something worshipped as of a desara, ligavoya, to something which is mechuber or not? Says the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked a shayla, Hamishtacha ve'lahar, someone who bows down to a mountain, who worships it as of a desara, avon of mahu lemizbeach. Can its stones be used for the building of the Mizbech? Amid base, Yesh Ne'evad v'mechubar Eitzol Kavoya. Is there this Isser of Ne'evad, something which has been worshipped as Avodah Zarah, concerning something which is Mechubar, something which is connected to the ground, Eitzol Kavoya, concerning the one on high, in other words, to use it, Ligavoya? We know that Lehegit it doesn't become Osir, but is there this Din of Ne'evad Ligavoya, as we find concerning a Baal Chai? Oy, Ein Ne'evad v'mechubar Eitzol Kavoya. Or do we say that there's no Din of Ne'evad for Gavoya concerning Mechuber, that when it comes to Mechuber, unlike Baal Chai, we say that there's no din of Nevet at all, and it would even be Mutter Ligavoya. And if you will say, if you will answer that question and say that there is a din of nevad concerning something which is mechuber etzel gavaya to be used for gavaya for the one on high. In other words, that there is a din that even something mechuber becomes nevad and is also the gavaya. Then we'll ask a second question: machshire carbon ke carbon damu oilai, something which is used, which is necessary for the preparation of the carbon, such as using the stones for the mizbech, does that have the same din as actually bringing something as a carbon or not? In other words, as Tosis explains, the question of Rami Bar Choma concerning using the stones of a mountain which was worshipped as of a desert for building the mizbech is in fact a double question. This will only be usher if we can give an answer to two questions. First of all, is there a halacha of Neved L'Gavoya concerning Mechuber or not? Do we say that this is the same halacha as we find concerning a balchai, that although it's something that doesn't become osur b'hanah for a head yet, there's an isur of neva ligavaya? Do we apply that to mechuber as well and say that even though we learn from a pasuk as Eloheim al harim v'lo harim Eloheim, that it doesn't become osur b'hanah for a head yet, that there will be a din of neva b'mechuber etol gavaya? And number two, that still is not enough for us to decide definitely that these stones can't be used for the mizbeach, because this is not actually being brought as a carbon. It's only machshiri carbon. It's only something which is needed for the carbon, which is preparing the carbon. So the second question will be, even if we say that there is a din of neva concerning mechuber, will we apply this also to machshiri carbon? Will we say that this applies also to something which is needed for the carbon, which is preparing the carbon, and not only to a carbon itself? So Rami Bar Choma is actually asking two questions, and he expressed these two questions by asking the shaila concerning using the stones of that mountain that was worshipped as of a Zara to build the mizbech. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rava said, Kal v'chomer, we can learn this from a Kal v'chomer. Uma Esnan, if we find concerning Esnan, Esnan, of course, is the pay that was given for Znus, Shemutra b'tolush lehedyet, that's permitted, even something which is tolush, if it was used as Esnan, is mutra for a hedyet. There's no halacha that Esnan becomes osur b'hanot, there's no such halacha at all. Nonetheless, osur b'mechuber l'gavoya, nonetheless, we say that it's osur, and even if it's mechuber, even if something mechuber was given as Esnan, if he gave her a piece of land as Esnan, that too is osur l'gavoya. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, loisavi Esnan zayna u'mechir kelev, it says in the pasuk, don't bring the Esnan of a zayna, the higher the wage paid to a zayna, or that which was paid for a dog, beis Hashem Elokecha, don't bring it to the house of Hashem Elokecha to bring it as a carbon. Loishna talush v'loishna mechuber. And the assumption is that this pasuk, which says that Esnan is not to be brought beis Hashem Elokecha, does not differentiate between talush and mechuber, and will apply equally to talush and to mechuber. So we find concerning Esnan then that it's something which is not also lehedyet at all, and still it is also legavaya, even if it is mechuber. Nevad, something which is worshipped as of a desert, shall also be talush lehedyet, which at least in the case of talush is also for a hedyet, even though it's not also in the case of mechuber, but in the case of talush there is an iser lehedyet of something that was worshipped as of a desert. Ein oidin shall also be mechuber legavaya. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that it should be also even in the case of mechuber legavaya? So in other words, we're making a kal v'chomer if we find concerning Esnan that's something that does not apply at all to a head yet, even betalush. Still, it applies legavaya even b'mechuber. Then certainly nevad, which the iser does apply to a head yet, in a case of talush, we should say kolishkein that even in a case of mechuber, the iser will apply legavaya. And Rashi explains that we see from the Gemara that Lechayr Rava was answering Rami Bar Choma's shaila concerning using these stones from the har which was worshipped as of a desara for the mizbeah. And the Gemara explained before that this, in fact, is based on two questions. First of all, we have to decide that there is an iser of nevad b'mechuber etzel gavaya, and secondly, we also have to decide that this iser applies also to machshiri korban. Says Rashi that, in fact, Rava was answering both questions, because in the case of Esnan, it says beis Hashem elikecha, and we can learn from this that it means that you're not even allowed to use the Esnan beis Hashem elikecha for beis Hashem elikecha, for building the beis hamikdash, for use in the building of the beis hamikdash, which is only machshiri korban. So Rashi says, therefore, that Rava that's answering and bringing the kavachomer from Esnan is learning and answering both questions, that it will be also ligavaya, and it will be also ligavaya not only as a carbon, but it will be also ligavaya even for machshire carbon. Amalei Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua l'Rava. Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua said to Rava, oy chilu, or let's say the opposite, let's switch it around. In other words, you're basing your kal v'chomer on the assumption that because it says by Esnan that Esnan is not supposed to be used ligavaya, the assumption is that it's referring both to mechuber and to talush. It's referring to mechuber as well. But it doesn't say this explicitly in the pasuk. Let's learn the opposite way. Uma nevad she'osur b'talush etzel hedyet mutar m'mechuber ligavaya. If we find concerning nevad, which of course is osur in a case of talush, even for a hedyet, if something is worshipped as a vayt zara, if it's talush, it becomes osur b'hanah for a hedyet. still it's mutter b'mechuber l'gavoya. It's mutter b'mechuber even l'gavoya. Let's say that. We don't have a proof to say that it is osur. So let's say the opposite. Let's say that we'll assume that it's mutter b'mechuber l'gavoya. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Eloheim alahorim, and we darshan v'loy ha'horim Eloheim, that their gods on the mountains are osur, but that the mountains themselves do not become osur as avodah zarah. Loishna lehedyet v'loishna l'gavoya, and it doesn't make any distinction between a hedyet or to use it l'gavoya. We should say that therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's lehedyet, that we learned that it's mutter b'hanah, and it doesn't make any difference if it's l'gavoya. The Torah is saying v'loy ha'horim Eloheim, that it's not treated as avodah zarah, and therefore we should assume that it's mutter even l'gavoya. So then we'll learn Esnan from that. Esnan shemutter betolush lehedyet. Then Esnan, which is mutter even betolush for a hedyet, there's no iser hanor for a hedyet at all concerning Esnan. Ein oidin shemutter b'mechuber legavaya. Isn't it a kal v'chaymer that in a case of mechuber that it will be mutter legavaya, even though Esnan is also legavaya betolush, what we should learn from a kal v'chaymer that b'mechuber it will be mutter legavaya. Because we see concerning something which is never something which is worshipped as a Vaida Zara, that it is mutter, that if it's mechuber, it's mutter, and yet let's assume, since the Torah doesn't make this difference, that it's mutter even ligavaya when it's mechuber. So then we can learn a kavu chaymer back the other way and say chiluf advarim, say the exact opposite, that we'll learn from this, that esnan is also mutter when it is the mechuber, and the yisur of esnan only applies to tolush. If it's because you'll tell me that it says in the pasuk Beis Hashem Elikecha, says Rashi, here he means to say that from there it's mashma. He means to say that from there it's mashma that it's even b'mechuber, because it sounds even if he gave her a house as her esnan, something mechuber that it too becomes, also it too has the halacha of esnan. So you'll say that from the mashmois of the pasuk, it appears that the pasuk of esnan is even speaking about mechuber. That's not what we need that pasuk for. We need it for that which we learned in Braisa. Beis Hashem Elikecha, prat lepora she'en abo lebayis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer learns from those words, Beis Hashem Elikecha, where the Torah says not to bring the esnan to the house of Hashem Elikecha, to bring it for a korban, that it comes to exclude pora aduma. That pora aduma, although many of the psulim that apply to a korban apply to pora aduma as well, since it's not brought Beis Hashem Elikecha, the pora aduma is not shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, it's shechted on harazesim, so that isn't bo lebayis, it doesn't come to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not included in the Yisra of esnan. So something which was given as esnan can be used for the pora aduma, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say that it doesn't come to exclude Pora, but it comes to include Rikuyim. Rikuyim are those sheets of gold that are used to cover the inside walls of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Beis Hashem Lekecha comes to teach us that if she received gold for her Esnan, that that gold can't be made into sheets and used as Rikuyim, as the cover for the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even though ordinarily we don't find the Halacha of Esnan for Bedek HaBayis, and when it's changed into something else it becomes Mutter, the Pasuk is telling us over here that that's not considered to be a change. The fact that it's made from gold into sheets of gold is not considered to be a change, and it's awesome. But Al Kapodim, there is what to learn from Beis Hashem Elikecha, and therefore it's not a proof that it's telling us that even B'mechuber, the Yisra of Esnan, applies. So let's learn the opposite. Let's learn that in the Pasuk that we have that tells us that Horem are not treated as a Vedera, that it includes even L'gavaya, and let's learn from that that Esnan, which is L'gavaya, is Mutter B'mechuber, and not as you, Rav, said that we learn the opposite, that we assume that by Esnan there's no difference between Mechuber and Tolush, that even Mechuber becomes Osir as Esnan, and we learn therefore a Kal V'chaymer that concerning Nevad, that even B'mechuber becomes Osir L'gavaya. Let's learn the opposite. Amalei Rav told him, Ano kamino l'chumra. I said that when we have a choice of which way to learn, that we should learn it l'chumra. We should assume that the Isir L'gavaya applies in Esnan even to Mechuber, and then learn a Chumra, that the Yisra of Nevad will also apply L'gavaya even to Mechuber. The At Amrit L'kula, and you are saying L'kula, you're saying let's learn the opposite way. Let's assume that this Kula, that the Heter of Mechuber applies even L'gavaya by Nevad, and then learn this Kula, Kal V'chaymer, to Esnan, that Mechuber does not become Osir as Esnan. Kula v'chumra, l'chumra, parchinen. We have a choice of learning l'kula or l'chumra. We learn l'chumra. Rashi explains that the word parchinen, although ordinarily means to ask akasha, it's also a way of describing a kavachomra, because a kavachomra is always expressed as a question. Isn't it all the more so that we should say this halachi in such a case? Since it's always expressed as a question, it also can be referred to as parchinen. So in other words, if it's a question, which way to learn the kavachomra, we should learn it l'chumra. Omale Rav Papa l'Rava. Rav Papa said to Rava, is that true that whenever there's a choice of learning l'kula or l'chumra, that we don't learn a kal v'chomer l'kula, rather we choose to learn it l'chumra? V'ha behold, hazah de Pesach. We have a case concerning hazah, the hazah which is done to a tomei mace on the third and seventh day after he became Tomei for a mace, in order that the Hazah with the water and the ashes of the Pora Aduma, which is to be Mitairim, and then after he has the Hazah with the Pora Aduma, with the water with the Pora Aduma, on the third and seventh day, then he can Toivel and become Tohar. So if his seventh day came out to be on Erev Pesach, and if he won't have this Hazah today, he won't be able to partake in the Korban Pesach this evening, because he won't be able to be Mitair himself. And Erev Pesach came out to be on Shabbos, and the halacha is that Hazah is a Shvut, that one is not allowed to do Hazah of the water with the Pora Aduma to be Mitair someone on Shabbos. It's a Shvut, it's an Isser Derabbanan. There's no actual Malach involved, but it is an Isser Derabbanan. So that's the case of Hazah de Pesach. Doing Hazah on a Tomei Meis when his seventh day falls out on an Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos. And it's a machligi Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, that it's a machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, as reported in the first mission of the sixth parak of Sochim. The Rabbi Eliezer sover lechumra, become mechayev lelegavra, that Rabbi Eliezer learns a kal v'chomer lechumra, and he obligates the person to bring the Korban Pesach, to have the Hazah done to him, and to be makriv the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva lekula, Rabbi Akiva learns the kal v'chomer lekula upotter, and he frees the person from his obligation of bringing the Korban Pesach, because he needs the Hazah to be done to him, and he can't have it done on an Erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. Now, in other words, the Gemara considers the fact that he will be mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach as the Chumra, and the fact that he will be potter to bring the Korban Pesach as the Kula. So it's Rabbi Eliezer who is learning the Chumra, and saying that he's obligated to bring the Korban Pesach, and he has the Hazah done to him, even though it's Shabbat. And Rabbi Akiva is Lekula, because he says that the Hazah cannot be done to this Tomei Meis on his seventh day, on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat, and therefore he's not mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach. And therefore he frees him from the obligation of bringing the Korban Pesach. Now the question is which way to learn a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is based on the halacha that we find concerning Shechita, that one is allowed to shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva that I learn that it is permitted for him to have the Hazah done to him on an Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, in order to enable him to partake in the Korban Pesach, from the fact that we say that it is permitted to shech the Korban Pesach on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. If that involves an Issur D'Oraisa, shechting on Shabbos, and still we say it's permitted for bringing the Korban Pesach on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat, Koshken, I learn a Kal V'Chomer, all the more so that it is permitted to do Hazah, which is only a Shvut, which is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat, in order to enable the person to bring the Korban Pesach, to partake in the Korban Pesach. That's the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's considered to be a Kal V'Chomer of Lechumra. He's learning from that he's mechuyev to bring the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, V'koporech Rabbi Akiva Lekula, and Rabbi Akiva learns the Kal V'Chomer Lekula. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva answered to this Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Eliezer, Oichilu, or let's say the opposite, Uma Hazah, Shehi Bishum Shvut, Eina Doich HaShabbat, if we say concerning Hazah, that it's only Osir Mishum Shvut, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, and still it's not Doich HaShabbat, still if it comes out in Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat, it cannot be done, and he does not bring the Korban Pesach, Shechita Shi Doiraisa Loikoshke, so let's say a Kal V'Chomer, the Shechita, which involves a Malacha Doiraisa, all the more so that the Shechita can't be done on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer answered to Rabbi Akiva, how can you make such a Kal V'Chomer? You can be told that you are being mevatel, you are annulling that which it says in the Torah. We darshan from the word, the Torah says to bring the Korban Pesach b'moyadai in its appointed, in its fixed time, and we learn from that b'moyadai filu b'Shabbat, that certainly the Korban Pesach is to be brought even when Erev Pesach Chal is Chal on Shabbat. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, how can you possibly make such a Kal V'Chomer and to darshan against that which we learn from a drasha mefreshes, from an explicit drasha, that the Korban Pesach is brought and shechted even on Shabbat? But I am able to make my Kal V'Chomer from that fact which we learn from a drasha in the Torah, that we do shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. I can learn from that that the Hazah can also be done on a Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. That's what Rabbi Eliezer answered to Rabbi Akiva. But Al-Kabon, we see that Rabbi Akiva said, let's make the Kal V'Chomer in the opposite way, even though that would be Lekula, that would be suggesting that he be potter from bringing the Korban Pesach, that's called Lekula. So we see that even though he's not telling Rabbi Eliezer that your Kal V'Chomer is incorrect, he's saying, Oichilu, let's learn it the opposite way and learn Lekula. So Rav Papa is asking Rava then that we see that when we have a choice which way to make the Kal V'Chomer, we don't necessarily learn it Lechumra. We may learn it Lekula as well. And therefore he's applying this back to our case concerning the using the Avonim for the Mizbeah. Says the Gemara, no. The Olam Rava is right in saying that if there's a question which way to learn the Kal V'Chomer, we learn the Kal V'Chomer Lechumra and not Lekula. And Rabbi Akiva never meant over there that we should actually make this Kal V'Chomer. As we see, Rabbi Eliezer answered him that it's impossible to make the Kal V'Chomer in that way, because the given is that which we know from the Pasuk, from the Drasha, that the Shechita can be done on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. Rather, Rabbi Akiva never meant to actually make this Kal V'Chomer, but Hasam, Rabbi Eliezer, Gamre, over there, Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Eliezer had received received this halacha, this very halacha, from his rabbeim, vayakale talmud, and this learning, this halacha, had become dear to him. In other words, he had forgotten it. Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten that he himself received this halacha, that hazah is not to be done on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos in order to enable him to partake in the Korban Pesach. But Rabbi Akiva lat kura, and Rabbi Akiva was attempting, he came to remind Rabbi Eliezer that he himself knew this halacha, that hazah is not to be done on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. That's why he was making this Kal V'Chomer, but it was never actually meant seriously as a Kal V'Chomer. He merely intended to remind Rabbi Eliezer by making this Kal V'Chomer, by using the fact that Hazor is not to be done on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat as a basis for a Kal V'Chomer. In other words, treating it as an established fact, he was hoping that Rabbi Eliezer would remind himself that in fact this is an established fact, that in fact this is an accepted halacha, that Hazor is not to be done on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbat. So he was hoping that Rabbi Eliezer would remind himself, and he wouldn't have to tell him explicitly because he felt that this would be a lack of Derech Eretz. Behainu de Omarle, and that is what we find in a brisa in the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva finally did say to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi, al tachpireini b'shas adin, that Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, don't deny this to me, don't deny this halacha that hazor is not to be done on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, which you yourself have learned b'shas adin at a time when we're having a dispute concerning the halacha. Kuvalani mimcha. So I have received from you yourself hazor shvus, that hazor, doing hazor on Shabbos is a shvus, it's an isid rabbonon, se'ena doiches a Shabbos, and still it is not doiches Shabbos, that even in order to enable a person to partake in the Korban Pesach when the seventh day comes out on an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, that it's nonetheless not done on Shabbos. So I received that halacha from you yourself. So that's what Rabbi Kiva was attempting to do, was to remind Rabbi Eliezer that he himself agreed with his halacha, but never actually seriously attempting to make a Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we can't prove from there that when there is a choice of how to make a Kal V'Chomer, that we can do it l'kula. To the contrary, Rava is right in saying that we will always be l'chumra parchinon, and therefore we can learn a Kal V'Chomer from Esnan to Ne'evat, that Ne'evat b'mechuber will be Osir, and that therefore one will not allow to be used the Avonim for the Mizbeach.